What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1300 872 911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
29 past 11. Oh, we've gone from one big event. Here's another one coming up too. This is Cross Page 5 of the Cairns Post today. Hopes of fresh AFL legacy. It reads here that close to 10,000 fans are expected to pile into Cazaly's this Saturday night for the blockbuster between St Kilda and Port Adelaide, with organisers hoping the fixture will kickstart a long-term commitment of AFL matches in the Tropics. I've been talking about this for years. Maybe we're getting closer and closer. It may be about to get underway. Really, they're hoping that this is going to actually be the success that we'll see it become permanent and have more clubs coming up, more events at Cazaly's. It's the most magnificent ground. Surface-wise, you wouldn't get better. Now, the city's going to come alive with fans from the Melbourne-based club and their parochial Adelaide opponent this weekend, both having started the season at the opposite ends of the ladder. This is the 5th and a 14th, respectively. Now, the general manager is Craig Lees these days, and Craig at AFL Cairns said all grandstand tickets had been snapped up, along with corporate packages, with 6,000 general admission entries already pre-sold. But it does say this: they expected up to 3,000 walk-in patrons on the night of the clash. Now, it starts at 7:25 p.m. And there's photographs here of Cairns general manager Craig Lees. And the gentleman who was the former general manager these days is now the AFL Cairns president, Gary Young, who is on the line. Hello, Gary.
Good morning, John.
I thought you wouldn't walk away from AFL when you talked to me about retiring. You're still hanging in there. You couldn't bring yourself to go away and leave it alone.
No, I'll stay on as president, and I still think I've got a little bit to offer. But yes, the days of managing lots of people and things like that, need to hand on to the younger crew and let them take it over.
Did you teach Craig Lees the ropes?
Yeah, well, Craig's been our ops manager for 5 years now, so he's well in tune with what we're doing and where we ultimately want to head. And these sort of games like we've got coming up this weekend are certainly part of that. And he's got some fantastic ideas and are already poking people in the back and in the side of the head and things about what we do going forward. So, I'm really optimistic that the future's looking great.
Well, put this this game on Saturday into context for us and the overall future of bringing this event basically to fruition. So it's going to become, well, highlights every year.
Yeah, well, this is our 11th year, so we've sort of had that regular match, but we would really like to lock it in and get at least 3-year contracts, because for us here at AFL Cairns, it's much easier for us to go and invest significant funds into the stadium when we know we've got events coming up. And like this year, we've spent about $100,000 upgrading the PA system right around the ground, and it's terrific now. And it just means we don't have to bump stuff in each time we have an event, whether it's footy, whether it's cricket, whether it's a motorcycle backflip event or whatever it might be. So it's easier for us to invest in that and be confident knowing we've got it. So we'll be pushing all our partners. That includes Tourism Events Queensland, CTNQ, Council, AFL clubs, and in this case St Kilda, and they seem pretty keen. They were wrapped coming out onto the ground for their training run last night and going, because last year they didn't really get a chance to explore it. They flew in, had 2 hours in lockdown in the stadium where none of us were allowed to go anywhere near them.
Yeah.
They ran out, played their game, straight to the airport on a bus, onto the tarmac, and drove onto the plane, a charter plane to fly them back. So they just went, wow, this looks fantastic. So they're really looking forward to it, and we hope that we can cement a long-term contract with them and the AFL.
What will that mean to your facilities? You've just spent $100,000 on that PA system. Ultimately, if you're going to be doing this and there's going to be coverage and it's going to be more and more people coming to watch, the upgrade would be a possibility for the whole ground, for the grandstand, for stadium, etc. Would that be already in your sights?
Yep, exactly. As well as things that are almost a bit mandatory nowadays, but we've just started instigating some designed to replace our lighting, which is excellent, but obviously everyone's going LED, it's more efficient and all that sort of thing. So we like to be as green as we possibly can. So we've got getting that design done so that as more events eventuate, we're ready to push the button and go bang. And one good example of that is when we, after our first game, the AFL said, you've got to play, have lights. And we had already had the design done. I went down and met the Minister of the day down in Brisbane, and he said, yep, you've got it done. I can organise this amount of funding for you to make sure that we've got the longevity of footy up in Far North. And it was done because we were prepared and we wanted to continue doing that. The other opportunity, just along the lines, we're vigorously chasing, obviously, permanent fixtures with the footy, but we'd love to see cricket back here on a regular basis.
Oh, yes.
So, and if we can lock in some events like that, and we're even a bit optimistic that with the Olympics happening in Brisbane, they're talking about pulling the Gabba down. Maybe Brisbane could relocate some of their games up to here. We might get 2 to 3 games a year because the Gabba in the rebuild, and look, I'm not speaking from any knowledge here, but this is part of our thinking, is let's go down and approach the AFL, talk to the state government, talk to the Brisbane Lions about some of their games coming up here. They've got to find a venue for them.
Yes.
Why not bring them here? There's good discussions with cricket about some permanent fixtures, whether that be T20, whether that be Big Bash, whatever. You know, we're just keen to get those events up here because they are so good for the region. And coming out of the COVID years with tourism, you know, really being under the pump, these things do bring people to town. We've got terrific corporate uptake for this game here, and having two interstate teams coming, the idea of coming to Cairns is very attractive to them. I know that we've even got the A-team from Channel 7, the A-team commentary team coming up, and it was like, I think the opportunity to come to Cairns on a Saturday night seems really, really attractive.
Exactly.
So they're on their way up.
Now, what information do you want to give to the 3,000 walk-in patrons coming on Saturday night, 7:25?
Well, the best thing is to jump online to Ticketek and grab your tickets, so that they're there on your phone or you can print them out. Yeah. So when you get here, you're not mucking around at the ticket box and doing all that.
Okay.
It's just simpler for the patrons wanting to come in, as well as takes the pressure off the ticket box here. So that's the first one. The other reminder is that it's okay to bring umbrellas. Hopefully we don't need them.
No.
It's anything like last night. It was sensational.
Yep.
But you never know. You can bring umbrellas. We've just got to ask people to be mindful of all those people around them. You can't bring chairs if you're going to be on the hill, but it's a nice grassy hill. It's well looked after, and it's easy to throw your picnic blanket down. And don't bring too much stuff. We do have bag checks, which are now mandatory at all serious events. So to make getting into the ground really swift and easy for everyone, don't bring big bags, things, because it just takes time to go through them. They're little things, and I think people are getting used to it. COVID certainly made people more wary about, paying with cash and things like that. Not paying with cash, paying with their card on their phone or pulling the plastic out. We won't say we're cashless, but it's the preferred way. Like our bars and that won't be taking cash, so people should have their cards or on their phones ready to enjoy the evening.
This has been very comprehensive. Thank you, Gary.
Thanks, John, for the time, and we look forward to getting a good crowd. If we can tip 10,000 people, that'd be outstanding.
Fabulous. He's president these days, AFL Cairns, Gary Young, 22 to 12.